Oregon Parks and Recreation officials say they and police are reviewing a tourist video that shows visitors at Cape Kiwanda State Natural Area pushing over what's called the duckbill last week. The rock pedestal measured about 7 to 10 feet across. Chris Havel is a Park and Rec spokesman. He says before the video surfaced, officials didn't know for sure people were involved.
Under state park rules, single acts of vandalism carry a fine of up to $435. Criminal charges are completely up to the Oregon State Police. We don't have any law enforcement folks inside the department. We only enforce park rules. But within those park rules, there are fines, and there's also exclusion from the park. We can ban somebody from being able to visit one or more particular parks depending on their behavior.
Havel says acts of vandalism are few and far between, despite the 45 million visitors to Oregon State Parks every year. The incident happened in a fenced-off area of the park. 2 years ago, two Boy Scout leaders were fined more than $2,000 for toppling over a similar structure in a Utah state park. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull.